I'm talking with Al Darzens, who is the principal group manager of the National Bioenergy Center at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado. He will be talking at a Friday morning press briefing and at a Friday afternoon symposium at the AAAS annual meeting in San Diego. He will be giving a symposium on the development of advanced high-energy density biofuels based on algal feedstocks. Welcome, Al.
Thank you, Nicole.
Wonderful. So what are algae and what promise do they hold for producing alternatives to conventional fuels?
So algae are really plant-like organisms that use photosynthesis to convert light energy, sunlight if you will, to chemical energy. They live in a variety of aquatic environments, freshwater, brackish water, saline. Algae are usually divided into two groups based on size. We have the what are called macroalgae. You can consider these as being the seaweeds, if you will. And then we have microalgae, which are the microscopic organisms that grow in a variety of these water environments. These plant-like organisms really generate a lot of the intermediates that we need to convert into renewable fuels like carbohydrates and lipids, and even some microalgae produce hydrogen.
And can you discuss the Department of Energy's history with algal fuel research and why it has resumed interest in this topic?
So the Department of Energy actually funded about an 18-year-long project from about 1978 to 1996 called the Aquatic Species Program. This Aquatic Species Program was run through NREL and involved a number of universities and companies. And during this 18-year run, the Aquatic Species Program looked at things like collecting strains from various environments, did studies into the biochemistry of lipid accumulation, because that's what they're really focusing in on. Toward the latter stages of the project, they were focusing in on the ability to genetically engineer algae. And then lastly, they also focused in on growing algae at a very large scale down in Roswell, New Mexico. The DOE has they terminated the program in 1996, and there's a huge resurgence in algal biofuels these days because the DOE really has put in a lot of money for ethanol research, but that really only addresses the gasoline market. And so you really do need to start looking at diversifying their portfolio of renewables and developing biofuels that have a much higher energy density, like those that you can produce from lipid intermediates like biodiesel or green diesel.
And how many strains of algae are of interest, and what steps are underway to find new ones?
There are probably at least 200 or so companies, I think, worldwide that are looking at algal biofuels, and each one of them probably has their favorite organism. They range from many of the small green algae like chlorella or nanochloropsis, and some are even looking at diatoms. Those are all microalgae. Many of those organisms actually do make large amounts of lipids when they're actually stressed. In terms of steps underway to find new ones, there are several initiatives around the country, one including here at NREL in collaboration with the Colorado School of Mines, where we're actually going out using very high throughput methods and finding organisms, interesting organisms that could be used for biofuels applications from, again, a variety of different aquatic environments, freshwater, ponds, streams, brackish water, and even the ocean.
And lastly, what are the technical and economic barriers that need to be overcome for algal production of fuels to become a reality?
There are probably many, but I'll list a few. Some of the technical hurdles, first of all, still include the biology. I think we still need a much better understanding of how these organisms grow and how they turn their lipid synthesis on. In terms of cultivation, we need to be able to find out how to prevent other more robust organisms from jumping into these large open ponds that people are growing algae in. We also need to develop more cost-effective downstream processing technologies, like after growing the algae, you need to harvest the algae, and that's not cost-effective at this point in time. Once you've harvested the algae, you then need to extract the algae of the oils. And again, it cannot be done cost-effectively. Right now, our best estimation is that in order to produce a gallon of algae oil would be anywhere from about $10 to $40 per gallon. We need to bring that down to about a dollar or two.
Well, thank you so much, Al. For more information on the time of the press briefing or symposium, please visit our virtual newsroom at www.eurekaalert.org/AAAS newsroom, all one word, /2010. Thank you so much, Al.
Thank you.